Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is now a Wednesday, December the 11th, 2019. Welcome into the grid. It is sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Look to make it rain for you as we get ready for a big night in the NBA and college hoops. Of course, just 24 hours away from week 15 of the NFL season to start, 9 days away from the beginning of a 40-game bowl season, which will include, of course, a national playoff and a national champion in college football. So plenty on the table this end of the year. Can't believe it as we are looking at 20 days left in 2019. It's kind of hard to believe, but in great fashion, though, it would be just perfect to end the year with the announcement of the evil empire being back. And yes, the New York Yankees did something that a lot of teams, predominantly the teams on the West Coast, have been trying to do, which was get and land the biggest fish of them all this offseason, Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole and, of course, Strasburg and a couple other guys now, big name players, guys that are difference makers, certainly can be difference makers for organizations moving forward. And the Yankees, well, they had their eyes set on one guy and one guy only. And once Strasburg signed just 48 hours ago for a record-breaking deal, by the way, seven years, $245 million. That lasted all of 38 hours, I think, somewhere along those lines, once that was announced, as he became the highest paid pitcher in baseball. And then the Yankees stepped in and said, you think that's nice? Let me show you what overpaying looks like. 9 years, $324 million. The 29-year-old Gerrit Cole. Yep, he now becomes the highest paid pitcher that we have seen in, ever, for that matter, there, which means the Yankees will be paying him at least until he's 38 years old. and then probably beyond, as they'll stretch out that $324 million as long as possible. But it's interesting, too. The numbers are just gaudy across the board. But you're getting a guy that struck out 300 people last year before he got to 200 innings. Okay, you're talking about a guy that went a record-breaking 76 innings in a row with striking out at least one batter. The closest to that prior was 42, I believe, by Pedro Martinez back in the day. That's it. You are talking about one of the most dominant pitchers we have seen. And you are talking about a guy that the Yankees drafted number one in 2008, couldn't sign. So he goes to college. Then you're talking about a guy that they tried to trade for a couple of years ago with the Pirates, couldn't get the job done. They lost out on Cole. They lost out on Corbin. And, of course, you win 103 games last year, and you managed to improve your team. That is what the evil empire is so good at. And we haven't seen this, guys. I mean, keep in mind that owners made the decision a few years back that analytics was everything. They were going to be very pragmatic in their approach to paying guys. And outside of the Machados and Harpers last year, we've got guys like Dallas Keuchel sitting around all year. Nobody wants to pay pitchers anymore. Well, it's nice to see that baseball got back to their, you know, excessive spending here a little bit. And who better to do that, Dane, than the New York Yankees to throw $324 million at 29-year-old Garrett Cole. I don't know what the odds are right now in the future. We'll look them up, but I bet you it is not, the Yankees' future price is not what it was yesterday. It got a little bit more expensive to back the New York Yankees. Ah, baseball.
It sure did, Joe.
No money.
It sure did. Good morning, Joe. The Yankees are now the World Series favorites. I can answer that question for you.
Shocker.
I can answer that question for you because you know. And that, listen, over this year,
I bet you there's not a plus sign next to that name. I bet you there's not a plus sign.
No, there is. There is.
Oh, ooh, how much?
Joe, they are plus 450. They are plus 450 right now as we sit here. And Joe, after doing this show for almost a year with you, it's really funny because, you know, I was asleep. I was in bed already, okay? I was in bed already because it happened at what, like 12:30, 1 a.m., something like that. I wake up to like my group text of all my boys being like, we got Cole, right? So the first thing I do is I go and I see the World Series 2020 markets, right? And yes, Joe, the Yankees are the World Series favorites now at plus 450. Houston 5-1, Dodgers 6-1, the Braves 11-1, and the defending champion Nationals at 13-1, so on and so forth. Philly has something to say about it as well. Here are my initial thoughts, Joe. For months, what have I been telling you? The only thing the Yankees need to acquire is a value-add starter they could put over Tanaka, over Severino, over Paxton to start game one of a playoff series, and they got their man. So it's all good. It ain't my money, Joe. You know what I mean?
How did you do that?
At $36 million a year, Joe, we're paying the man over $1 million per start. You know, we hope the man makes 32 starts in the regular season. Let me say $1 million a start, because I hope the man makes 4 postseason starts in October as well, right? So we're paying him $1 million a start. And when you said things like Machado and Harper last year, Joe, you know, I'm okay with spending on starting pitching. I think that's what the market should spend it on, because as we've seen, Joe, why spend money on a guy like Josh Donaldson, who's 30-some-odd years old and a corner infielder that's going to hit 30 home runs, when you and I both know that in this three true outcome world we live in, the home run is now a dime a dozen. The home run should not be valued as much. If I can bring up a kid who's going to bang me 28 home runs, and the Minnesota Twins just found 8 guys to hit them 25 home runs. So I don't think that's what's valuable anymore. What's valuable is that stud you can run out there in games 1, 4, and 7. Patrick Corbin got paid last year, and that worked out. So I think it is okay for them to spend the money on Garrett Cole. Last thing I'll say, you know, the same group text that I'm on, right? One of them is one of my best friends, one of my groomsmen. He's got a 5-year-old kid, you know, and we're all happy. But I'm going to tell you right now, that kid is going to hate Garrett Cole in about 8 years because his contract is going to be an albatross over the Yankees, you know. But If they win one or two rings in that time, it'll be all good. Hey, Joe, you think Garrett Cole will tell the Yankees how they stole signs?
Yeah, I think that era is gone there in Houston.
You think he'll be like, yeah, we had a guy and we were banging and whistling. Yeah, we were doing it.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen anymore. But listen, you got to see the ball. You actually have to hit the ball in order to be able to steal a sign.
This
is
true.
Don't know they're going to be able to hit. And now they got to face him. Oh, boy. Going to get interesting. Major League Baseball, it's alive and well.
Oh, yeah.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back in here. It is a very good morning to Garrett Cole, pretty much nobody else. Just Garrett Cole here this morning should get a good morning here because he just found himself $324 million richer here today as the New York Yankees have done what many Yankee fans have hoped they would do is go out, get themselves a frontline starter, overpay if you have to, do what you got to do, make sure you improve that rotation. And that rotation is pretty improved right now with Garrett Cole and Severino and Paxton and Tanaka. And I'm sure Jordan Montgomery will be in there at some point. So a lot of good things happening for the New York Yankees. The evil empire can go back to being the evil empire now. People can hate them. Keep this in mind, though, that the New York Yankees, by signing Garrett Cole there, will now be paying more for Garrett Cole and for Giancarlo Stanton than the Baltimore Orioles will be paying for their entire roster. Just want you guys to understand that. The entire team of the Baltimore Orioles will not cost what Giancarlo Stanton and Garrett Cole are. So once again, those of you that don't think baseball is alive and well and making money, oh, they're making money. And the Yankees, it's nice to see that nobody is skimping on dollars. And that great teams need great players, and they're willing to spend for them still, which is good. Not great if you're the Angels or you're the Dodgers, and especially the Angels, who really thought,
right,
you know, the $300 million they threw out at him was going to, that was going to solidify the deal. And unfortunately, it didn't. So now the Angels find themselves battling for guys like Madison Bumgarner, Ryu, Keuchel. Those are some of the big name free agent pitchers that are left out there. The guy that maybe wins the most now is Anthony Rendon, who is somebody's going to overpay for Anthony Rendon.
Someone's got money left to spend.
$324 million you saved yourself, Dodgers and Angels. I can promise you one of them is going to go to the bank and get Anthony Rendon in that lineup, who can only help them. So
Artie Moreno's my guess.
Yeah, he's going to have to make up for it. I mean, he put $300 million out there, and it didn't get the job done, which is mind-blowing. But Garrett Cole, by the way, two starts in Yankee Stadium there, and his record was 2-0, 2.08 ERA, 15 Ks, 13-inning pitch. You're getting a guy over the next couple of years simply in his prime, simply better than everybody else. And when you get a guy like Justin Verlander who comes out and says, I've never seen anything like this guy. I've never seen anything like it. Well, unless he looked in a mirror, and even then he was like, I can't believe what I'm watching here this year. He is that good, and you don't often get a chance to get these kinds of guys. But when you do, at least in the past, the Yankees were somebody that would certainly roll the dice and go get him. And Cashman, listen, you can't draft a guy in 2008 under your watch, not sign him, have him go to college, only to lose him in the supplemental draft to the Pirates, and then not be able to trade for him 2 years ago, not be able to get that or Corbin, and then miss out on a third time. There was no way in God's green earth that he was going to, Cashman was going to not get Garrett Cole the third time. He's wanted him. He drafted him. It was his guy. He wanted him. He got him. And it was nice that they met with Strasburg and had some conversations. But the reality was they were going to go all in on Garrett Cole. And you won 103 games last year. You know how hard it is to improve on a 103 win team? And yet somehow the Yankees managed to do that. It's going to be ugly next year. There's going to be insults. The Yankees suck. They went out. Listen, they bought one guy. They've got a bullpen that still lights out, depth beyond depth. They still have all of those guys in the prime. You know, they still got, look around that lineup. Yeah, guys like, they're going to be here for the next 5 years. The Yankees have finally built. And I think maybe the lesson in all of this is that it doesn't happen overnight. You can't build championships overnight. In baseball, it takes a little bit of a growth, and the Yankees did it the right way. They dismantled. They got rid of the Jeter era.
Yep.
They built from the farm system up, and now they have it, they go out and spend the money on that one or two pieces there that can really put them over the top. 103 wins, guys. They were two games away from going to the World Series last year, and the guy that stayed in their way, classic Steinbrenner move here. The old man is probably dancing right now up in the sky. They went out and bought the guy that prevented them from going to the World Series last year.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. You know, about 2 weeks ago, one of the things I was telling you that I really liked about the Philadelphia Phillies is that everyone they were signing was from the NL East, and they were taken away from their competition. And that's exactly what the Yankees are doing, although not in the division, but in the entire American League, because they see Houston as kind of the competitor, right? Now, Joe, one of the things you said, you know, they won 103 games, but you and I on this show in the month of October described the difference between regular season baseball and playoff baseball, Joe. And they were built to win over 100 regular season games because they were hitting 300 home runs. You and I made the point that as it turned to October, you needed something a little bit different, right? You needed the clutch hitting, DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres can provide that. But what we needed, and what I've been saying on this show for a year now, is you needed that absolute frontline Cy Young starter, even above Tanaka, Severino, and Paxton. And that's what they finally went out and got. Okay, so absolutely, I think you do pay for this because this is what you need in playoff baseball. They're already built to win 103 games. And anybody that wants to tell me that this evil empire keeps on buying everything, I will say in response, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Miguel Andujar, Gio Urshela, Luis Severino, Dylan Betances, Brett Gardner, okay? Aaron Judge, I may have said him already, right? But these are guys that were home grown. Even Gleyber Torres was traded for by pieces that were homegrown that we gave up. We even now still have Clint Frazier, Montgomery, and others to turn into pieces if we need. And when you were running down that four starting rotation that we now have of Cole, Paxton, Severino, and Tanaka, let's not forget another homegrown guy, Joe, who, by the way, was leading the American League in wins last year until the, you know, he got suspended with the domestic violence. Domingo Germán can slide into the number five spot. And as a young kid who was winning games, I'm okay with that too.
I don't know how we can get this done, but maybe we can get it done. We'll have to put our heads together here, Dane. I'm trying to figure out how we can get Scott Boras to represent us here at Sports Grid.
Sure.
Because if you guys are keeping tally here, let me tell you what he has managed to do here in just a short time. This year, now in the offseason, just over the last month or so, he has managed to put $2.3 billion in three people's pockets. Yeah. Garrett Cole, $324 million. Strasburg, $245 million. Moustakas, $64 million. You are now looking at a $633 million guaranteed contracts for three dudes. And, oh, yeah, he represents Rendon. He represents Ryu. Right? He represents Castellanos. He represents Dallas Keuchel. And, oh, yeah, we're not even including the year 2019, where he also represented Bryce friggin' Harper, who got, do we really need to tell you how much Bryce Harper got again? I'm sorry. He was also the guy that got Kyler Murray a whole lot of money to leverage against the NFL in Major League
and
Baseball.
What's the agent? 10%? 10%? Joe?
Not for him, it ain't. Not for him, it ain't. It's whatever the hell he wants it to be, he can get it to be. It's ridiculous. When you
Cole,
look at
Strasburg and Rendon, just the three of them, Joe, may be $1 billion. So what's 10% on that? What's 10% on that?
Who's giving Moustakas $64 million if he's not the coach, if he's not the agent? I mean, it's ridiculous what he is doing. Look at the history here, guys. Since 1992, when Scott Boras came onto the scene, his first big signing was Greg Maddux. He got Maddux 5 years, $28 million. His next big signing was the year after. He got this kid out of high school to sign with him. His name was Alex Rodriguez here in Miami.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good. Oh, yeah, then he wasn't done with Maddux, by the way, because in 97, he got him a five-year, $57.5 million, was the biggest contract in baseball at that time. The dude was a buck 80 and threw 88 miles an hour.
Hey, good movement
oh, yeah,
on it,
Kevin,
though.
That's Kevin Brown.
Though.
How about Kevin Brown? Anybody remember Kevin Brown?
Yeah.
How much money got there? Carlos Beltran? Anybody? Mets? Remember?
You said Maddux got 5 for $28. I would like to see... What player in Major League Baseball has 5 for $28 right now?
Doesn't exist.
And how talented is he?
Doesn't exist.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet.
It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
I'm busting out a little Cool in the Gang here on a Monday. It must mean that it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Take yourself a shot, open up a sports wagering account, and do it with none other than FanDuel. It is Jersey's largest sports book. All you got to do is head over to FanDuel.com/grid, and you can receive a free bet of up to $500 there. That's a free bet of up to $500 simply by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. You got point spreads, you got game totals, you got props, you got parlays, in-game wagering as well, whether it be college or pro sports. You're in control simply by heading over to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account, claim that free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here on this Wednesday, December the 11th, T-minus 20 days and counting till the end of the year. We've got just about 9 days left here before the start of 40. That's right. Count them, 40 college football bowl games that we can profit from.
We need to bring on Joe Lisi.
Yeah, Lisi will be around. Yeah, all we'll go. Yeah, we'll get them all going on here over the next couple of weeks. We'll get this. We'll get this ready to rock and roll. We also got a monster UFC card, the biggest of the year, coming up this weekend. We'll get Jay and his crew on here. Nice. We got a lot of opportunities to be able to profit coming up over the next 20 days. By the time that ball drops and it is 2020, people, there is that's a whole nother set of opportunities starting in January. But we got plenty of ways to make money, just like Scott Boras does for his clients. Is there anybody better in the history of client, person relationships that has done a better job, except maybe the guys who represent Johnny Cochran and company? Outside of that, keeping dudes out of jail. The list of Scott Boras clients that just should not have ever been paid any money. Guys like, I don't know, Barry Zito got $126 million back in 2006.
Sure.
Teixeira got, the Yankees paid him eight years, $180 million.
Sure.
How about Jason Worth for 7 years, $126 million? That was in 2010. We're not talking about last year either. We're talking like inflation here now, too. Take that into consideration. Anybody seen Prince Fielder? 9 years, $214 million. I thought I saw him eating wings at a Hooters a couple of weeks ago. But Prince Fielder, 9 years, $214 million. That was in 2012. Does anybody even understand that Elvis Andrus made $120 million in 8 years there? Anybody? Anybody know? Yeah.
This is why people are like, it's spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
These are the examples.
Do I need to bring up Jacoby Ellsbury for $153 million, guys? Do I need? How about Shin-Soo Chu? $130 million he got in 2013.
Got a great on-base percentage, though, Joe.
He was the first non-All-Star in Major League history, guys, by the way, to ink a $100 million deal. And who represented him? Scott friggin' Boras. And when you look at Harper Cole, Strasburg, you got Ryu, you got Rendon, you got all of these guys still that are going to be signed here. He could very well eclipse $1 billion in contracts before the year is out for his clients.
Boras is also the client, the agent we said of Strasburg, right? It was really Boras that was like, nah, we don't want Strasburg pitching in the playoffs and messing up his arm.
Yep.
Remember that? Boris represented Matt Harvey, who had the same issue with the Mets. And they were like, nah, 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 we got to protect the asset, because they wanted his client to get to that payday so he could get his chunk as well. Remember, I talked about this season, Chris Paddock, the young fireballer of the Padres. And I was like, oh, they may shut him down because it's a Boris client. So it's not only that he's getting them paid, right? He's also intimidating teams into not using them so they can hit the pot of the gold, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow as well.
Yeah, he got guys. I mean, this relationship with Strasburg started when he signed him out of college, and got him when they signed him at that particular time. And I still think it's on record here, the single highest signing for a player to never actually play in any even minor leagues. He got him $15.1 million as a draft pick. They had to write a $15.1 million check, the Nationals. And he already had issues with his arm, by the way. But he got them to sign $15 million to Strasburg before he pitched game one, just to get him on the team. Otherwise, he was going to be more than happy to go to Japan or wherever the hell else he was going to go. And nobody to this day, that was back in 2009, nobody's gotten even remotely close to that as a draft pick. You know, $2 million, $3 million here. Right.
What'd Kyler Murray get?
Kyler got $10 million for 2 years. He got them to get the to sign the money. But he had to give that money back, by the way.
But, I'm just trying to see where the market
again, he, the only reason he did it was so he could leverage the NFL.
Right. And that was also Boris. Yep.
It's beyond me what this dude has done.
He's good at what he does.
He has changed everything in the game. Everything. Single-handedly, one dude changed how owners – looked at it. And that's why from 2013 to really just this past year, there was that lull where owners like, we ain't doing this anymore. Like, hell no, we ain't doing this anymore. We ain't overpaying for guys unless they are the Bryce Harpers of the world or the Mike Trout. Those were really the only guys left. The interesting question is now, what are you going to pay Judge? I'm just curious. What are you going to pay Judge?
What about an Alex Bregman? It's Alex Bregman's last year of his contract.
That's correct. In Houston,
where the walls are closing in. Houston's talking about having to trade Correa, you know, to the Reds potentially. So Bregman's about to come up. Okay, Judge, you know, Juan Soto is 20 years old. You know, some of these young studs that we talk about, you know, what about when Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies come up for the Braves? You know what I mean? There's probably examples on all these young, Bellinger. What about when Bellinger comes up? Like, you know, we see it in the quarterback market, right? How everyone sets the market for the next guy, you know, and keeps on pushing it. That it's only going to be the true cream of the crop, right, Joe?
Yes.
But we talk about how many amazing studs are there, 23, 24 years old or younger. You know, the Francisco Lindors of the world, the Juan Sotos, these names. Hoo-wee, amazing time to be alive.
It really is. And again, if you, comes down to playing football or playing baseball here, guys. I don't know what the hell the choice is here. It's NFL players continue to be left out. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And for those of you that have stuck a fork in the NFL and saying, oh, the product sucks, they suck. All right, well, they announced the salary cap for next year here, guys. And shockingly enough, it jacked itself up an extra $10 million per club next year. Now teams will be able to spend between $197 and $202 million next year. That's a 40% increase since 2015. It's a 65% increase since 2011. Yeah, they're going to be spending more than $7.7 billion in player costs, including benefits there with teams. Now, no company spends $7.7 billion, Dane, to make $1 million. You're spending 7.7, due to math, guys, with these owners. They are it's printing money still to this day. It's printing money, and it's only going to continue to rise. I don't think we're even close.
It's going to be better, Joe, when there's terminals where you can make bets at every stadium.
Exactly.
Too. That's going to help.
Yeah, the NFL's demise.
FanDuel is going to help.
Yeah, no. You don't spend $7.7 billion among 30-some-odd teams
money,
here. $7.7 billion, you spending it, you're going to make it. Damn, and by the way, you're still not going to be able to smoke weed. So get your hands, get your
arms. Digital television contracts.
Wrap your arms around that, because you can bitch and moan about the NFL all you want. It's still going to be though, printing money.
Here's the other part, though, and we've talked about this a lot. You know, what is dangerous, though, Joe, and I don't know if people care or not, right, is we talk about how we keep on pushing the boundaries and it gets really expensive and all this stuff, and the Yankees can do it and the Dodgers can do it and the Red Sox and soon the Mets with Cohen's money. But when you also talk about this with teams wanting to, as I say all the time, run away from the middle, Joe, right, like only some teams are going to pay 9 years, $324 million, right? So we are also kind of fulfilling this tiered system, right? Because some teams are going to acknowledge, nope, it's our time to lay in the weeds. And are we making kind of a two-tiered league? The ones that are competing and everybody else who's just going the route of, I got to draft the kids, I got to draft the kids, hope my core of kids come up together like it did with the Royals, like it did with the Cubs, like it did with the Astros, and then just pour lighter fluid on it when the time is right. We're really creating kind of the haves and the have-nots, are we not?
It's been like that for a while now, unfortunately, and I don't know how that's ever going to change either. It's... You're going to have some teams that are
pushing the salary cap is not going to fix it.
It's not going to help it at all.
That's all I'm saying.
Even remotely close to helping it.
It only reinforces that.
Yeah. Now, you've got, even yesterday, too, you've got Gruden and company have, sent that. They threw out three veterans on the team. They released them on a defensive side. You know, they're in the middle of clearing house there. And a lot of these organizations, I think you're going to start seeing that over the next couple of weeks where you're either on board or you're not on board.
Yep.
And you're going to start seeing, and Gruden's already sending a message very loud and clear. It's not going to be acceptable and your free ride is over. And I'm starting to think we're going to start seeing, especially these new regime places here, Detroit, for instance. Yeah, it's a lot of that is going to start taking place. Guys are going to get a wake up call. And they should. I mean, let's be realistic. They should. Unless, of course, you are the New York Jets, at which particular point you simply, once again, now trade Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams, because that seems to be, once again, what's being leaked. I don't know how these things get leaked. I really don't. This was all addressed at the trading deadline. You guys explained it. It wasn't us. Teams were calling us that, you know, we're going to answer the phone. They had a lunch with Jamal Adams to set. And now yesterday it's, yeah, well, Jamal Adams gone. So is with 3 weeks before to see, here we go again. It ain't coming from them. They don't want to be traded. They're like, none of them are bringing this up. So what in the world is going on? So now you're not going to build around Jamal Adams again now? I'm lost track here, Dane. I completely lost track.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm here in New York where the big story is that Lev Bell went out bowling Saturday night when he was sick. But, Joe, I got to tell you, he bowled a 251. Like, that's good. I wish I could have the flu and bowl a 251. Lev Bell's got money on the professional bowling tour if he wants it.
I hate the Jets. I just hate them. I hate every part of them. I hate every part of them.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is once again a very happy Wednesday to Mr. Garrett Cole there. 324 million, 9 years, New York Yankee uniform. They are celebrating in the streets of Yankee fandom, as well they should around the world. Garrett Cole jerseys will be flying off the shelves at some particular point, only you won't be able to know it's really his unless you know his number, because Yankees, anyway, that's a whole different story. So the reality here is that the Yankees are going back to being exactly what they have been for years and years, is they make the game of baseball more interesting when people hate them. That's what the Yankees are. And they've always been, you know, you go 10 years without winning something, and the first time ever in the history of the franchise where you go a decade without actually going to a World Series or competing. And yeah, and Yankees, the luster was a little, the shine was a little off there, Dane. A lot of teams, a lot of people just, whatever, you know, Yankee. Well, I'm wondering what that's going to be like now over the next 5 years. I'm wondering how many seats are going to be empty now in Yankee Stadium here throughout the season. It's going to be interesting to see, since nobody can afford to go there anyway. Another very interesting thing, Dane, that happened overnight. It's been going on for the last couple of days, and somehow or another, I got tagged. Okay. In this argument that has been going rapidly now. I can't even find any of the other posts, because I seem to just, people are going absolutely ballistic over. I'm shocked, to tell you the truth, that it's gotten to where it's gotten. But I don't know if you heard that Michael Vick is going to be honored at the Pro Bowl, right? And he was also, I think, going to be an honorary captain or something along those lines, where, you know, the Pro Bowl, who nobody watches or gives a crap about anyway. And people have been going nuts because there's a petition circulating now that people are signing saying, absolutely not. There's no way he should be a captain. He shouldn't be honored, yada, yada, this and that. So one side of the argument is that Michael Vick, what more do you want the guy to do? He served his time. He lost billions upon millions of dollars. He has done, of all the guys that have done wrong in their life, and by the way, you know, who are we to judge, because we've all done some terrible things, whether we want to admit it or not, at some point. He made the mistake. He paid for it, his debt to society, his debt period, and he's done everything right since being released from prison, right, Dane? I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for a guy, you know, who's screwed up. More guys, I would hope, end up on the redemption train that Michael Vick was on there. Is there ever a total forgiveness for what he did with the door? Absolutely not. We know this. But, you know, you can't sit there and just hold a guy for the rest of his life. He's done so many more things after that that are good, that I think it's ridiculous not to recognize. But I'm just amazed in this day and age how infuriated people get over things that really have nothing to do with affecting their life one way or the other.
And they are completely adamant about him not being recognized in any way, shape, or form. And people do realize, like, he came out of prison, went back and played in the NFL. Like, people understand that, right, Dane?
I mean, then what does it mean to pay your debt to society, Joe?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he went to prison, Joe.
Exactly.
You yes. know? I mean, it's not like this guy was suspended for 4 games. You know? Like, he went to prison, okay? And mm-hmm. since then, everything I know, like, we could check the record, Joe, but hasn't he even done stuff like give money to PETA and the ASPCA and stuff like that?
Started his own foundation, exactly. He's been saving animals ever since.
I'm not advocating for the dog fighting and all that stuff, but the man paid his debt to society, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, what – I'm on the side, like, let the man live. He's been nothing but – He's learned from his mistake. And to mm-hmm. be quite honest, like, that's a really good thing, Joe. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, he's yeah. actually an example. I got to tell Joe, honestly, I used to be in education. I opened a middle school and I mm-hmm. literally played a press conference Michael Vick once had to talk right. about, like, remorse and accountability. I was trying to teach mm-hmm. the value of, like, accountability and remorse. And he's yep. a good example of that. Like, and this is, what, 10 years ago now? And he went to prison, people. Let it go. Yep.
Lost millions, guys. Everything he had, he lost millions. And it was really, you know, people see dogfighting. They don't even bother to find out what the backstory was. But, you know, he wasn't at these houses. You know, he had that circle of friends that, hey, dude, yes. let me use your house in Virginia while yes. you're playing. And he took the fall for everybody because he made bad choices about who he hung around with. But he went to jail. He lost a $100 million contract. He was a pariah for all those years. And to me, it's more important. What did you do after that fact? Like, what did you do after that fact? What?
Since then, he's
done everything right. Everything right.
He's been, in essence, like a great advocate for exactly. the exact causes. You know, exactly. that he was blacklisted for in persona non grata. Like, this is this, to be honest, this is exactly what you should highlight. Like, this is the process you know, America, you know, if you want to talk about criminal reform, right? Like, this is Exhibit A. The man is now an advocate for the exact thing. That's like someone, you know, having a horrible being a drug dealer.
He never never had a headline about Michael Vick in any derogatory way since 2009 when he left. And by the way, he was in Leavenworth. Right. He wasn't in county jail, guys. He went to Leavenworth.
So here's the other thing then. What are you telling me, like, then how is Ray Lewis in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. And you know the list goes on, man.
What are we going to say here? Are we saying that when something's an issue that – what should happen is you're done, you're blacklisted forever? Or do we believe in the idea of retribution? Do we believe in the idea of restorative, you know, whatever? Like, because if we do on any level, then Michael Vick is the perfect test case to recognize that.
Shouldn't we be applauding guys who have made egregious, terrible mistakes in their life, but have done nothing but repented and reformed themselves to come around for that? Isn't he the guy that you want to put up and say, listen, we're all going to make mistakes, some worse than others, but it's what you do after that mistake that counts and that matters. And you think he wouldn't do, if he could do it all over again, he would have avoided that crew altogether? Of course he would have. Of course he would have.
And we're not being like advocates for Vic. What we're saying is that he did something, it was bad, and he was held accountable.
That's right. He has tried. Financial ruin, bankrupt, lost everything, jail, Leavenworth. And all he did from minute one to step out was try and reform himself, was try to be everything that he was prior to going into jail. He was 180 degrees different when he left jail over there.
Should an ex-con ever be able to work again after they're out of prison?
Exactly. He is a guy that did something so terrible, but learned his lesson and was not the same person afterward. Not one of these guys, not like OJ who goes and all of a sudden pretends like, you know, that's a show. We know he's a psychopath. Really? How much have you heard from Michael Vick since he stopped playing football?
You know, I'd want to ask. You know what people should do? They should literally ask PETA and ask the ASPCA if they think Vic should not be honored.
Yeah, because he works with them. He's been working with them for the last 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. Because they would probably be like, nah, you know what? He's really done a lot of good work for pet animal awareness and animal rights. You know, it's all these people who want to blah, blah, blah. But I bet ASPCA, I bet PETA right now be like, nah, actually, he's a great advocate and an ambassador for us now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't you can't have it both ways. You can't be so cynical where.
Right.
No matter what somebody does, they're still a piece of crap, or they're defined by the thing, the worst moment of their life. You know, there's a lot of hypocrisy out there with people. It becomes very easy to sit there in judgment up there in that seat of yours.
It, you know, if he was still whatever, but he's not. He is showing like he has evolved, and that's what we want
to get himself. But he didn't ask to be honored. He did. This was NFL saying, listen, you are the exact example, especially in our league, of what we should be promoting and saying, guys, you're going to screw up, but there's this, you know? And so what? Ray Rice should never be allowed out in society
exactly.
again?
Like, NFL,
has that not been a guy that's done everything right since?
Absolutely. Like, we have to, yes. I'm not advocating for dogfighting, right?
Nobody but is.
This is
Nobody
what happened. Is. He got caught. He paid his penalty. And since then, he's been on the right side of this.
Yeah. And again, this whole idea, let's sign a petition and think and have some say about.
Who's trying to do this? Who's trying to sign the petition? Where's this coming from? Random fans?
It was created, obviously, from, you know, a group that is so over the top with, you know, with animal rights.
Because,
which
like
is
I said,
great.
Even
that's
PETA, they know he's probably doing good stuff for animal rights right now. So
they understand.
I'd be interested to see where this comes from.
Yes, I get that. I mean, you've got, what, more than 200,000 signatures, and it's growing. I just don't get it. You know nothing about the man outside of what you've read in the headline. You've never met him. You've never talked to him. You don't know what kind of person he is. And yet you somehow sign your name to a petition and judge a guy simply because of what you read on what, the internet?
I'm with you on this one, Joe.
I just don't get it. And it speaks to a larger issue in society that we have right now. And you can go down the list, social media. Especially with athletes who are always in the public eye. Not everybody is meant for the spotlight, guys. Not everybody, you know, not everyone came from the cushy suburbia life that you did signing the petition and creating the petition. You know, this, you know, at that particular time, guys make mistakes and they learn from them. It's part of the entire life process. You grow and you mature. You know, when you get older in life, listen, from 20, when I was 20 compared to where I am now, Dave, there were things and views that I have when I'm 20. Sure. I'm just like, God, my word, what the hell? How am I not dead or in jail? Like, you got to be kidding me. But
I'm really glad there was no social media back then, though, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, but don't we all have that? Or is your life just so great that you can sign a petition and try and have an opinion on somebody you know nothing about?
These are the guys getting Pelotons for Christmas, Joe. You've seen that ad,
exactly,
you know? That's the thing, but absolutely. But here's what I keep going back to. The man served his time in prison, Joe.
Yes.
What our society thought was punishment for his actions have taken place.
Yep.
And since then, he has literally been an ambassador and an advocate for the same exact infractions and causes that he went to prison for.
Right.
Like,
yep.
And this was what, 10 years ago?
Yep.
I mean,
and it's so funny because the argument is that they're lumping Michael Vick in with recency bias of headlines of guys with, you know, just bad guys like Tyreek Hill and others and all of these, you know, they're putting in this, you know, why is the NFL not taking any responsibility for the behavior of its current or former players? Well, they did. He was banned. He went to Leavenworth. Like, he went to jail. Like, you know, you probably don't even remember what the hell happened because you weren't old enough to understand what was going on. You know nothing about the situation. You read a headline, and now you're signing a petition. That's pretty damn scary to me, man. It really is that all of a sudden we're just judging people from a headline we read on the internet. Absolutely.
Yeah, He went to prison, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can't go. I have to go back to that. I'm sorry if I'm a broken record.
People,
like,
the same people signing this thing cry if they lose 20 bucks.
And then you get released.
Yeah. If they lost $20, they cry. Like, could you imagine losing $100 million back in the early, 2010?
This is evidence that the system worked. He was reformed and rehabilitated.
But he's got a wannabe, which he was. Even to this day.
Good example.
Yep. Exactly the guy that you want to hold up. Unbelievable. All right, coming up, hour two, Make It Rain. Dive into some of this week 15 action next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So last night, very nice. There was last night some record-breaking storylines that popped up. Of course, Garrett Cole leading everything there, $324 million, 9 years. New York Yankees sign him, highest paid pitcher ever. Outside of Strasburg, who was there for like 36 hours, he led the league. But congratulations, both of them. I would do anything to have on my team. And also last night, there was just pure craziness here, Dane. I could not believe it when I saw it. I was laughing this morning because I thought it was a joke. But you may remember last year, Jared Culver led Texas Tech to the finals there. He got drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Good guy, great guy. What I didn't know is he's got a younger brother who plays for Wesleyan Baptist basketball there. It's an NAIA school. And he dropped 100 last night. Like 100 he did. Yeah, 100 points, man. He scored one.
Muted.
Who is muted?
I believe Dane.
Who's
is.
Muted?
I think Dane is.
Dane is muted. Oh, all right. Well, no, I can hear him. I can hear him. I think he's good to go. No, you're good, Dane. I got you. As long as I can hear you, man, that's good to go.
Let's do it.
The dude dropped 100 friggin' points on a team last night. Now, this cracks me up too, Dane. Oh, it's NAIA. It's not like the. Listen, I don't care if it's YMCA intramural basketball, okay? You drop 100 damn points in a game, you are bawling like I have never seen before. Exactly, dude. I could not believe it. He dropped 100. And by the way, it's a college basketball game, Dane. He was 34 of 62 from the field. 34 of 62. He drops 100. He outscored every other player on the floor 100 to 87. Wow. That's what he was. And by the way, Will Chamberlain did it. Yeah. And no, they definitely won the game, which would have been hilarious if he lost. But yes, no. 124 to 63. So only 24 points came from anybody outside of this kid.
Wow.
I just do not sit there and diminish it by the fact that it's not division. Oh, they wouldn't have done that against Virginia. I don't care. None of it matters. You drop 100 points in any regulation game.
Can I fade it for the prop bet for next game?
Exactly. I'm trying to look for a line is what I'm looking for, man. NAIA.
Wow. 36. 36 out of 60. Unbelievable. Congratulations, dude. You probably just got yourself drafted. Somewhere, somebody's going to draft you. NAIA.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.